This is a Discovery Channel podcast.
Breaking records is nothing new to Ashrita Furman, because this quiet and unassuming man holds the world record for holding the most world records.
I currently hold 15 records, and I've done officially 59 records over the last 20 years.
And what exactly are some of Ashrita's records?
I have the record for continuous pogo stick jumping. I have the record for somersaulting continuously, most miles. I have the record for balancing a pint glass milk bottle on my head and walking for the furthest distance without falling off.
Ashrita also holds records for dribbling a basketball the longest distance in 24 hours, 96.75 miles. Jumping the most times in a 24-hour period, 130,000 jumps. Traveling the longest distance on a unicycle, backwards, 53.2 miles. Even playing the most games of hopscotch, 434 games in a 24-hour period. And though Ashrita's records may look like child's play, a closer inspection reveals what amazing tests of strength and endurance they really are. Take Ashrita's record for somersaulting the longest distance. To complete this 12-and-a-quarter-mile backbreaker, Ashrita executes 8,341 somersaults over concrete and asphalt.
You're constantly battling dizziness and nausea and just exhaustion.
You want to rest?
My brain was definitely jumbled up for a couple of days. It's true, Adam.
Other dangers in setting these records can be found in some surprising places, like Ashrita balancing 57 glasses on his chin for 10 seconds.
It's actually a dangerous record because oftentimes a middle glass will crack and the whole thing comes crashing down and you gotta run for your life.
There's also Ashrita's underwater pogo stick record, which he set in the Amazon. Ashrita actually keeps up this wet routine for 3 hours and 45 minutes in piranha-infested waters.
I mean, the piranhas were about 30 feet away, and I had a rope tied around my waist just in case, but I was told later that it wouldn't have helped.
So what drives Ashrita to go after such a wide variety of challenging and unusual records, like traveling close to 23 miles on a pogo stick?
The key to setting a world record for me is having a spiritual experience. It's really finding the obstacle or the limit that I think I have and then going within myself and overcoming that limit, going beyond it. I've had some very deep spiritual experiences in the middle of a record. In fact, I'm probably the only guy who's ever had a vision on a pogo stick.
Ashrita is able to endure the extreme pain of setting his records and reach his higher state of consciousness by meditating before each event, a practice that he learned in his teens when he met his spiritual leader.
Sri Chinmoy is my inspiration. He's the one who has taught me that if I go inside, I can transcend any outer obstacle. When I was a kid, I was a complete nerd. I was beat up the first day of high school just because I was such a nerd. And it's only started coming out, this physical, joy only started coming out once I started meditating.
Today, no record is safe once this 45-year-old dynamo sets his mind and spirit on breaking it. Whether it's land rowing 1,500 miles in 16 days, or being the fastest man to sack race over 6 miles. For Ashrita Furman, record breaking is a way of life, and it's a life that he's more than happy to keep on living.
I'll never stop following this path. This is it. I love doing this, and I feel totally fulfilled, and I'll never stop.